This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Very rarely do I go out into the newsroom and talk loudly. But the one time I did, Boomer was in the studio recording something with Zach Martin, who probably came out and yelled at us. Because CeeLo was in that little hole over there where they put the update anchors. It's like career purgatory. And I was like yelling to him, and then Zach comes out and he's like, "Hey, you keep it down. We're trying to record something in here." And I was like, "Oh." Then I thought like it was Zach trying to record something, and I was like, "Well, I don't care, Zach. Like you can do that whenever." And then I saw Boomer was in there. I was like, "Oh, okay. Sorry about that." By the way, CBS Sports Network, is that a live shot of the ocean out there at DJ's at Belmar? Is that what that was?
Yeah, so Steven sent us this stuff this morning. I'm guessing this is from yesterday.
Okay.
But I do also have from today, so stand by for that clip coming in. This is live from today.
Yeah, it's not big waves, but boy, does it look rough out there.
Here's the set.
Okay, this is the set from today. A little windy. It's okay.
Just a tad.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be windy tomorrow morning, though. It doesn't say that it is. Doesn't mean that it won't be, because it's always windier by the water. But
I certainly hope not, because, you know, if Steven's bopping around, the wind might blow him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it'll fly away like a hot air balloon. Man, the set's moving with the wind. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, this is not the year I committed to jumping into the ocean, because I probably would have gotten sucked out with a riptide. That would have been the end of it. That would have been one hell of a radio stunt, huh? Radio host dies, gets sucked out by riptide, drowns. Not a good situation. But anyway, it's going to be nicer than that, what you're seeing on TV today, tomorrow, than it is today. I can guarantee you that. The rain will be gone. It'll be a little warmer. It's not going to be as windy. We want to see you there. Kick off the summer. DJs starting at 6 a.m. with the warm-up show. We start at 7. Chris Lane performs at 11 a.m. Brian at Old Bridge joins us. We were communicating on X last night. What's up, Brian?
Geo, good to talk to you again.
Same here, man.
Sorry.
What time are you getting there tomorrow?
I apologize to Gia. Boomer. Earlier in the week, I came on. I didn't even acknowledge him. I came in my tail was on fire. So hi, Boomer. Sorry for the earlier in the week as well. Wanted to acknowledge you.
All right, no worry about it. Go ahead.
So listen, I'm trying to coordinate this. You know, I got the 4-year-old and 1-year-old. We got to go down to my sister-in-law's house. She has a house down there as well. And the weather's throwing a little wrench into things. So you want to do this first thing in the morning or after the show? We can coordinate a meetup, whatever's most convenient.
So listen, I mean, I'm there, Brian. So it's what's convenient for you guys and your family. You've got your young children there. You got your wife coming. So What I need is to feel like I didn't screw up your plans, because I know what it's like to have two small children like that. So I'm going to be there. So I don't have to drive anywhere after the show, so it's not a big deal. So if you want to show up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. when we start, I'm fine with that. If you want to do it after the show, I'm fine with that as well. So we'll be doing a shot, keep this tradition going, and it'll be great.
All right, love it.
And by the way, I mean, your detective work last night on figuring out if that was Fat Joe or not was grade A Instagram creeping stuff. That was very, very good.
Well, I do have to give some credit to one of my buddies. Him and I were talking. He's actually over in Greece watching the game. It was like 5 a.m. Hmm. And I'm like, is this Fat Joe? And then he did the dig in, and then so I got to give him a little credit. But it was a tag team between all of us.
Very good, Brian. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. The whole fam, the whole deal, we'll do the shot. And we got to make this like a quarterly thing now, because good things happened. Good things happened that night at Citi Field after we did that shot together.
Yeah, that's right. And our saying was, we ain't dead yet, and the Knicks ain't dead. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Mets, baby. Have a great show. We love you guys.
All right.
See you
Brian.
Tomorrow, Brian. Yeah. Hey, you know, by the way, like that's the kind of positive fan that you want. I know we talk about positive Tommy, and that's great, and that's a whole shtick. I mean, this guy, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, and by the way, like, we don't, like, we call it like it is every time.
When we try,
feel,
yes.
When we feel bad about the team, we say it. I mean, yeah. When we feel good about the team, we say it. But both of us, with not talking to each other before the show today because we knew what we were going to talk about and everybody's sleepy, we walked in here with the same take, that sucked, but I feel good about the team still.
That sucked, but.
Yeah.
And then the aftermath of the whole choking scenario with Tyrese Halliburton. That to me just is going to, you know, enrage, I don't want to say enrage, but should incite or inspire the players not to let it happen again on their home court. And if it doesn't happen again on their home court, then they're going to win this series.
Let's go to Diane in Cranford, our friend. What's going on, Diane?
Hi, guys. How are you all doing this morning?
We are great. How you doing? All right?
Very well. I know it's been a hot minute since the last time I called you guys, but yeah, everything's great. Just wanted to say, you know, have a great time today, whatever you guys are doing, golfing, whatever,
napping,
eating, have a fabulous
eating and
time.
Drinking and napping.
Drinking, napping, that too. Yes. And, don't give up on the Knicks. Don't give up on the Mets. Yankees, we're all good. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, nice, Diane. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to make sure that you were showing up.
Yes.
You are a grade A listener of the program. So good stuff, Diane. We'll see you tomorrow.
And by the way, we're going to all be dressed appropriately. We're nice and warm tomorrow. It'll be fine. Just come dressed appropriately. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be sunny out. It's not going to be raining tomorrow morning. And we rocking and rolling.
Yeah. You know, and I had, there's the jacket that you and Flag and Anthem collaborated with the foundation. That's got like, it's like that army green.
Yeah, I'll be wearing that same thing.
We can't wear the same thing.
I swear to God, I have the same jacket ready to go.
That is unbelievable. Should we both wear it then?
I have a blue one.
Yeah, wear the blue one.
You want me to wear the blue one?
Yeah, I mean, because I had that, because my thing was going to be, I put that jacket away for the season, and I was like, I love this jacket. I'm upset I can't wear it anymore until next year when it gets cold. And then I was like, oh, I got an opportunity to wear that jacket again. So I went and got it.
Well, I have the same one in blue, but it doesn't have my BEF tag on it.
Mm. Yeah, but see,
well, we'll say. You
see the thing, I packed already.
I know we're both wearing our Memorial Day t-shirts.
Yes. So we're just going to be twinsies? Let's just be twinsies then.
What color is your t-shirt?
Red.
I got a blue one.
Okay. If you want to go blue, I'll go army green, red.
What about army green and blue and army green and red?
Yeah, okay. You want to wear the same jacket, you say?
Possibly.
Well, I can't change the jacket because that's the only warm thing I brought. I packed my stuff already. I'm not going back home. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I envisioned me in that army green.
Me too.
Looking strong.
Me too.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep. Hopefully teaching a few people why we have Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that's right. Of course. That's why we got the t-shirt.
You ever see those new shows where they go out to the beach and ask people about, you know, different things as, you know, connected to Memorial Day weekend, and they absolutely have no effing clue?
Yeah. I don't want to get you all riled up right now, man. So let's keep it. We're going to a good place. We're in a good place. We're going to be twinsies tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't want to be cranky right now.
And by the way,
yes,
our audience,
yes,
the people that show up for us, know exactly that that's important and very important, and we mention it every year, and get a rousing ovation. So not every you can't educate everybody, but the people that are there for us, they certainly
people
are on the same page.
I was playing golf with a guy yesterday who said it so perfectly that, you know, he had a couple girls that, you know, had been educated, and they had no idea, like, the sacrifices that have been made over the years, the hundreds of years, 250 years to be exact,
yeah,
as to why we're all sitting here.
Yeah.
And that's why we do the show the way we do it.
Damn right, Boomer.
Damn straight, man.
Tommy in Bloomfield. What's going on, Tommy?
What's up, Gio? How are you?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
We're going to come tomorrow. My son Tommy's excited. He's going to wear his Jim Kelly jersey. He was wondering if Boomer would play catch with him.
100%. Yeah, no worries. I love Jim Kelly, man. Jim Kelly's one of the great all-time guys that ever played against. Became great friends with him, and I would be more than honored to be able to play catch with your son in his Jim Kelly jersey.
Thanks, Boomer.
You're welcome.
Oh, look at that.
Right.
And there's the son, just like that.
Perfect.
Or maybe that was like Tom Hanks in the movie Big. They just turned into a child very quickly. I'm not sure. One of those things happened, though. I think he probably just handed the phone to his son. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see. We will see you tomorrow as well. Steve in Boundbrook. What's going on, Steve?
Gio, Boomer, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Listen, me and a couple buddies, we're coming down to Belmar tomorrow. I have never met you guys. Just to give you a heads up, I wanted to see if this was okay, Gio. You guys remember me because during COVID, I was the Russian ping pong guy. Remember how
there's a lot of
remember?
Fans. Yes, Steve, yes. There's a lot of fans that'll call up and say, do you remember this? Do you remember that? And I lie about it. This one I do not. I remember specifically sitting in that little room that I did and you calling up about this and me going to my app and looking at the matchups later in the day. I 100% remember that.
Yep, you were in your family room, and Boomer was in his office at home. Remember?
Yeah, of course, man. Listen, yes.
So here's the deal. I want to see if this is okay because the Charles Schwab. We're big golf guys too. Okay, the Charles Schwab Classic kicked off today in Fort Worth, Texas. Is it okay that when we're at the show, when we see you guys tomorrow, if we're constantly looking down at our phones, seeing how Harris English, we have Harris English. That's our big guy.
Oh, that's great, man. You know what? I like Harris English as well.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
that's.
You want to see if it was okay. No, our attention will be on you guys, but we have to pay attention to this golf tournament as well.
Yeah, no, listen, Steve, I am with you wholeheartedly, and that's the great thing about, like, betting on golf is those first couple of days matter because you want to get a guy through the cut and all of those things.
You got
to
top cut.
Right. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally
yes.
Acceptable, yeah. Steve. Totally acceptable, man. So
yes. Is it okay with you, Boomer?
Yeah, it's fine. Yes.
I mean, is Al good with that? Is Al good with that?
Everybody's good, Steve. I mean, yes. Anybody, thanks, Steve. Anybody who's a golf sicko like that is paying attention to Harris English's opening rounds at Charles Schwab is okay in my book.
So two things that came out of this were Scottie Scheffler, number one, is playing in the Charles Schwab, mm-hmm. and it's not an elevated.
That's right.
And he wants to play because obviously it's in his backyard.
Yeah.
It's in Dallas.
He was at the Stars game too, by the way. They put him up on a big board.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, he's a real hometown guy and he wants to do it. And I think that's great that he's still out there as the number one golfer in the world playing in a less than elevated event, but it's in his backyard. So he wants to do it and he wants to be there. And the other thing too, he goes, hey, look, man, it's not really up to the PGA Tour to really come together with PIF or the LIV Tour. It's really up to those guys. They're the ones who left.
Yeah, very true.
They got to figure out how they're coming back to us.
Jack in Hoboken, what's going on, Jack?
Hey, Gio. I think you probably know me. Me and my buddy Sean come to the Portly Villager every year.
Oh, of course, you guys are the best. And by the way, they come from Hoboken all the way out to Sayville to support the charity.
That's great.
Yeah, on our big day. What's up, man?
Dude, so he was sitting next to me during the game last night, and I don't know if he's a Nets fan.
I remember.
And he's sitting there, so I'm like, what a game. I'm like, dude, this is not the time for this. And I've got to say, I'm a Jets, Mets, and Knicks fan, so I've seen a lot of hell, but I think that that tops the Aaron Rodgers four plays in night for me.
No,
the Aaron Rodgers four plays, that ended a season.
Yes.
This is game one of a potentially seven-game series in which Gio and I both thought that the Knicks, and I think Karl-Anthony Towns said it, they played great for 46 minutes. And, you know, they were there. We saw all the athleticism. We saw the good shot making. We saw driving to the hoops. We saw guys getting to the foul line. I mean, we saw everything that we wanted to see, except for the awareness of what was going on the last 2 minutes and 45 seconds of that game.
Yeah, Jack. Stay in touch, brother. Maybe you show up to the kickoff to summer as well. It's a little closer for you than the Portly Villager. Those guys do a great job. They donate money. They hang out. They take the trip. They take a train all the way there to support the charity. So those guys are...
That's great.
They are awesome. And by the way, once again, like, yes, the Knicks blew it. But you saw an epic three-point shooting performance by Nesmith. If that were Steph Curry, we'd be sitting here going, they got Steph Curry. That's essentially what happened.
And a prayer by Halliburton.
Yeah, right. And a lucky bounce.
I mean, there are like... 7 or 8 different things that had to happen in order for them to come back and do what they did.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that's what had to happen in Game 1 and Game 2 against the Celtics for the Knicks to win.
Absolutely. So, I mean, give me the way the Knicks played last night up until that 2 minutes every single time the rest of this series, and they'll win going away. Chris in Texas. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, all righty, Chris. What's going on, brother?
Long time no talk with you guys. I tell you, man, free throws win games. You know, when I was coaching high school ball back in the day, free throws win games. You know, we had 23 free throws last night, only made 15 of them. We missed 12. Okay? Mm-hmm. You make 4 or 5 or 6 more of them. This game, they could have moved mountains last night. They wouldn't have won this game. And you're absolutely right. We can't have it both ways. The same way we came back on the Celtics is the same way they came back on us. Everything just happened in a succession that worked. Naismith on fire. That Halliburton shot, God bless him. You know, I hope the guy lives a long time. That was the luckiest friggin' shot I think I've ever seen in my life. Okay? But, I mean, you know, for all of those things to happen in succession, the 6 3-pointers, you know, the Halliburton 2-pointer with the foot on the line, it was just the way it was meant to be. If we were meant to win that game, we would have won it. We just weren't meant to win it.
Yeah, the Knicks were 28 for 40 at the free throw line. 28 for 40.
And what were the Pacers?
Free throws?
Yeah.
They were 21 for 28.
Okay. Yeah, so
I mean, still they both missed a lot, but the Knicks got to the line. This is why Rick Carlisle would be complaining.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping that ref bias from Adam Silver would come in and that overturn Jalen Brunson thing, that they would just let that one go.
The review equipment doesn't work.
So you have the Halliburton shot. You got Nesmith going off. You got the one that was not called.
The goaltending that wasn't called. The OG Anunoby foul.
That we could all argue whether or not it was a foul. I don't think there was enough there to overturn it.
Right.
It was called a foul. And then, you know, that thing happens, and what does it do? It slows down the game, slows everything down, gets everybody frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Gives a timeout, essentially, to the team trying to come back.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's so many, like, steps that have to happen in order for it. Like, I've been on both sides of that, you know. I think back from the worst part of it, I saw Dan Marino do it to us as the Jets, and I saw Joe Montana do it to us as the Bengals. Things happen crazy at the end of these games where you got to manage the time better. And the Knicks could have helped themselves, and Tibbs could have helped themselves had they managed some of those possessions a little bit longer with the clock, especially when you're up.
Our buddy Chris is in Howell. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio, I got an idea for digital. Maybe while you guys are down there, you can have Boomer walk up and down the Asbury boardwalk talking politics to people.
See, that would be something that you'd love to do.
Look at it. He's laughing at himself and everything. Just cracking up.
Wouldn't you love to do that, though?
What's that?
Go up and down the boardwalk and talk politics to people. Like you were saying, the people go to the beach and do that. You should do that,
is what he's saying.
And then just start ripping people. That's funny, Boomer. Come on. That's fun. You go, hey, what is this about, huh? What is give me the D-Day, dude, you idiot. Who'd you vote for, moron?
Yeah.
Come on. That's funny. That's a good digital idea.
I appreciate Chris's thought and his creativity, yes.
He's always got good ideas.
Yes, he does.
He's funny.
He's paying attention, that guy.
Certainly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Half hour to go before we hand it over to BT and Sal. Their thoughts on Knicks Pacers last night. Will they be as encouraged as we were by 96% of the game, or is this going to be a disaster for them? Looking forward to their takes and looking forward to tomorrow. Just got a video of them setting up. Let's just be happy that today isn't tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's not going to be 80 degrees and sunny, but it's not going to be rainy and it's not going to be windy, and it's rainy and windy right out now. And Emily Pierce of our promotions department sent a video of like six guys trying to put up a tent. It wasn't going so well. It's blowing away and everything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be great tomorrow. That'll be filled with all sorts of people drinking at 7 o'clock. Responsibly. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yeah.
Looks like deadliest catch out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like exactly what we're in the middle of, a nor'easter down the Jersey Shore. What are you going to do? So hopefully it clears on out. The Pacers came back from 17 down in the fourth and beat the Knicks.
He's hit three, caught another one from outside. And now it is a six-point game again. Nesmith again, three, got it! He's a flamethrower! Nesmith, it's a three, whoa. It's a two-point game!
Oh my
goodness.
It's a
two-point game with 22 seconds to go!
And that was Kevin Harlan on TNT with these three buckets, these three threes by Nesmith in the final minute. He had five in the fourth quarter, 8 of 9 from downtown, as they say. He had 30. And the Pacers would wind up winning. This was the game-tying shot. You've got OG Anunoby at the free throw line. He missed the first. Here's the second. And then you get the game-tying shot from Halliburton.
Two-point game. Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He
Well, it didn't turn out to be for the win because his foot was on the line, but it was for the tie. Sent the game to overtime. He got the choke sign a little earlier than he was supposed to.
Choke on this, Boover.
Okay. And then in overtime, the Pacers did beat the Knicks 138 to 135. Here was Naismith. Big victory for this team.
It's always special. It's always fun. You know, this is what we live for. This is what we, you know, work every day for, work so hard for, is to perform and to show up in these moments. And, you know, we just continue to do it time and time again.
And we mentioned being down 17 in the fourth. They were also down 14 with 2:51 left, down 9 with 58 seconds left. Here was Halliburton on TNT.
We played a lot of games where it felt like the other team had control. It ain't over till it's over, till it hits zero. That's a hell of a win, you know, but I really do think there's a lot for us to improve on. You know, we got, I don't know what the final rebound number was. Felt like they dominated us there. That's an area where we wanted to be great. We weren't good today, but we just figured out a way to win, man. I'm just so proud of this group.
And puzzling for Jalen Brunson, who had 43 in the loss.
Can't really summarize it. Give them a lot of credit. They closed the game out like they've been doing it all playoffs. Just not really good on our part.
Karl Anthony Towns right behind Brunson with 35 points and 12 rebounds. He was asked about the history between these two franchises. The Pacers have a lot of crazy shots in the past. Another one last night, but Cat not worried about it.
It's our job to make history. So we're not here to repeat history. We're here to make history. So that doesn't pop into my mind. You know, I only think about the present and what we could do right now so we can make our own history.
He did. He was one that also had a missed free throw down the stretch for the Knicks. Here was Halliburton talking about the choke sign that he gave.
If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not I don't plan on using it again.
Well, we shall see. Game two tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Knicks will try to even things up. A Pacers win, they would head home with a 2-0 series lead. Tonight, you've got the Thunder and the T-Wolves at Oklahoma City, with the Thunder up 1-0 in that series. All right, baseball-wise, the Mets were in desperate need of some offense, and they did get it last night, though they squandered an opportunity in the first inning. In the second inning, Brett Beatty drove in a run to put them up 1-0, and then later in the game, it was Beatty snapping a 1-1 tie.
Nobody out, the bases full. The pitch to Beatty. Swinging a fly ball, hit the opposite way, slicing towards the corner. It is down, a base hit, and it's up against the monster. One run scores. Here comes Taylor to the plate. He will score ahead of the throw. It's a two-run single for Brett Beatty, and the Mets have a 3-1 lead in the seventh inning.
And that was Pat McCarthy with a call on Mets Odyssey Radio. They would get a sac fly and an RBI from Juan Soto, a ninth inning home run from Francisco Lindor, 5-1 the final score. Beatty on SNY afterwards, able to get the Mets on the board against Garrett Crochet early with that first inning base hit.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a mountain of a man. He's got his arms and legs flying at you. He's kind of funky. And then on top of that, he throws 98. So I was just trying to get my foot down early and put a good swing on it.
Now, we mentioned the five runs. The Mets have been struggling to push runs across, so a nice sight for Carlos Mendoza.
We came through today, you know. Lindor with a homer, first one in a while. You know, this is very rare. But overall, good team win. And now we got to get, go home and play against good teams.
Moved them back to 10 games over 500 to 30-20, and coming back home for that good team in the Los Angeles Dodgers tomorrow night. The Mets with the day off. The Yankees will wrap up their series with the Rangers today at 12:35. Last night, Jason Dominguez, the game-winning home run in the ninth inning as they beat Texas 4-3. Here was Dominguez with Susan on the field, his first career game winner.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Like I said before, I dream with this moment. Like, this is my favorite World Cup, and I enjoy it.
So there you go with that. Here is Aaron Judge. Huge, considering how good Jacob DeGrom was, meaning getting this victory against this Rangers club.
That was a big time win for us. You know, just he was making pitches all night. You know, really couldn't get anything going. You know, we got a couple knocks. Belly had a big homer. You know, to kind of battle it out, kind of fight all the way till the end, till the, you know, Dominguez homer. That was pretty special.
It was actually fun watching Jacob DeGrom pitch a little bit.
Yeah, miss him.
Yeah. Yeah, basically missed 2 years of his career.
Yes. I think this was his first game pitched in New York since 2022, I believe.
It's crazy.
Yeah, long time.
And he still has it, man.
Still looks great. There was an at-bat with Judge early in this game. I don't know if you saw it or not, but, I mean, Judge just kept fouling pitch after pitch after pitch. Ultimately, I think he popped up. I forget. But, yeah, it's fun to watch. He's still hitting 99 on the radar
gun. He actually looks better. Whatever they put in his elbow.
Yeah. Usually what does happen.
He was pretty impressive.
Carlos Rodon, Nathan Eovaldi today on Sports Radio 660 AM. First pitch at 12:35. You had the passing of Jim Irsay yesterday at the age of 65. That took, I think, a lot of people by surprise, especially since he was tweeting yesterday at 12 noon. Good luck for the Pacers. Stars Oilers last night, game one of the Western Finals. Edmonton, the 3-1 lead, and in a blink, it was gone.
Duchesne, left wing side for Heiskanen. Right side shot! Just wide of the net. Kept alive. Duchesne, second effort. He scores!
Yeah, okay. Matt Duchesne with the goal made it 4-3. They wound up winning the game 6-3. That was Stars Radio with the call as they take a 1-0 series lead in that set with the Oilers. And before I do moment of the day, we do have Donald Trump with the Florida Gators yesterday.
Oh, okay.
At the White House. Took me a while to get through some of this. So, you know, there were a lot of different people there from the administration, people from the state of Florida, and there were also some former Florida players, including one, Tim Tebow. And you will notice that Trump did the exact same thing that most people do when talking football.
NFL legend and University of Florida. I mean, one of the greatest players I've ever seen. I'll tell you what, as a college player, maybe the best ever. And you did damn well. And you did damn well in the pros, too. He was great. Despite being on the Jets, you did damn well.
That's how you take a shot at the Jets.
It's every single time.
It is amazing. If there's a connection, people seem to find it.
We have losers.
You know, what's amazing to me is that Woody Johnson supported him.
Yeah.
Well, why would you be taking a shot at the Jets? One of your biggest supporters is Woody Johnson.
We have people that are stupid.
I think the reason why is he's not thinking about that. He's thinking about how much the Jets suck. And then when you hear, like, Tim Tebow's there, he's thinking, all right, the teams he played for won a playoff game in Denver, and then it was a mockery at the Jets. It's just at the top of brain. He talks so much.
He does.
I don't think sometimes the filter doesn't always work.
And he
work.
Goes off script a lot.
Yeah.
And then finally, he's marveling at Walter Clayton Jr. and the player that that he is.
Star senior guard Walter Clayton Jr. I tell you, I hear he's really good. See, he's really rich, too, you know that. Sees control of the game.
Then they have a nice little back and forth, and the kid's like, not yet. He's like, we're going to the NBA. You will be soon. So, no question about it. So, that was kind of fun yesterday. All right, time now for moment of the day. So, I was going to replay the what the hell is that game because we had that fun sound from Ricky Ricardo. And then at the end of last hour, you guys had the topics of kidney stones, penis scopes, and Mark Chernoff all intersecting together. It's a weird sentence even just to look at it in print. Then it was jump-started by a caller who said while Chernoff was doing his New Jersey radio show as a DJ this week, he was referencing Hump Day.
That's some serious material you'd have with that guy.
Well, I can listen, Joe. I don't need to hear it to know what it sounded like because this was a man who was in my face for like 15 years straight.
But he's also a guy that basically probably listened to us say this a few times.
Hump day. It's hump day. It's hump day. Go out there and hump somebody on hump day. And maybe if you're not old enough or you're trying to be celibate, you do the dry hump. That's what I hear. Hump day, hump day, hump day. Maybe your dog will come and hump your leg on hump day. I'm Mark Chernoff, 106.7 The Boss. Wednesday's hump day. Friday's happy day. But Monday, it's like getting a camera up your penis. I'm Mark Chernoff, 106.7 The Boss. You ever get a camera up your penis? It's not fun. Sort of like a rainy Monday here at The Boss. Here's John Mellencamp.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Oh, could you imagine him with a stent in his penis?
Oh, no. No, stop it. Why? What are you even going to find up there? Nothing. Nothing up there. No.
We've only used this twice.
Oh, there's cobwebs.
Moment of the day, guys. Enjoy your Thursday.
Yeah.
Jerry, I'll see you later, huh?
Right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Something in local sports have been dragging on here for a number of weeks. For the people that are interested, that are Islander fans, is who their next president of hockey operations or new general manager is going to be, with the Lou Lamoriello thing changing and everything else. And I saw yesterday that they granted, the Maple Leafs granted permission to the Islanders to talk to their president of hockey operations, Brendan Shanahan, of course. So that is an interesting one, as things are, of course, the way they are always up there, not getting over the hump in Toronto, and people probably want changes and all of that. Well, the Islanders is a, you know, they are a destination now more than they ever have been with the building and everything else. So that's an interesting one. You think that could actually happen?
100%. Yeah. 100% can happen. And, you know, I think he would love to come back to Long Island. I don't want to speak about too much stuff. That all I know is he was a member of Beaver Dam, where you know, I do play hockey. Ooh. So maybe he'll come back and be a member and be a part of the Wasp hockey team when he's not running the Islanders.
Oh, wow. That'd be nice.
But, you know, the interesting thing is he has been there 11 years, and I know that, once again, they failed to get to where they all had hoped to get to. I don't know how much really input. I think initially when he got there, he had a lot of input, and then, you know, they've gone through a couple general managers, but look, he's the name, he's the credibility, he's the guy that knows everybody in the league, he's extremely respected. I mean, I think if I were an Islander fan, it would be a great thing for them, because that's exactly what you need, and then he could probably hire somebody that would be, I don't know, if an assistant GM somewhere. I'm not sure any of those top-line GMs are even available, or there would be somebody who would be a perfect fit, but he would be the right guy to make the decision, I would think. And like I said, highly respected throughout the league, and somebody who knows the league intimately and has had a modicum of success in Toronto. They just haven't been able to get over the hump.
Yeah, and the draft's like a month away now, right?
Right, so you need a guy in here that's going to be able to say, look, man, as much as we love this kid Hagans and he's a local kid, he's not the number one overall pick on anybody's board anywhere. Mm. And you never know about these kids. You never know who will turn out to be great, who won't turn out to be great. But everybody's saying the Schaefer kid, the defenseman that's 17 years old, 6'2", 185 pounds, and he's a left-handed stick handler, that that's the guy that you want to build your team around. But, you know, that's from my sense. I don't want to speak for Islander fans, but to go back to your initial thought, I would say yes, that this is a very real thing. And if Mr. Malkin and Mr. Ledecky want a real serious name at the top, just like when they went and hired Lou Lamoriello, built the stadium at UBS Arena and everything.
Sure, yeah.
This would be a guy that would be the guy that I would pick without question.
Yeah, it's also a even more attractive destination when you have the number one overall pick in the draft that you weren't supposed to have. So
plus, he also knows we're playing in a professional building. We have a professional practice facility. All the guys like living here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take somebody, you know, and I think that it's going to take somebody who's going to have to come in here and have the guts to make some very, very difficult decisions. And this is the kind of guy I think that would have that cachet, that respectability, that whatever decision he does make, you know, more than 50% of the fans will agree with it.
All right. Very good. Well, I'd like to hear that. I didn't know if this was just one of those things to see what the fan base would say if Brendan Shanahan was interviewing somewhere else and kind of take the temperature of the Leafs fans. Sounds like it's a real thing. Maybe it's time for him to move on from up there. That's got to be one of the more stressful jobs in hockey.
They're all stressful, if not
the most.
I mean, but they're all stressful. The other thing, too, is that, you know, I know he has ties here in New York, and I'm sure he would love to reconnect with a lot of those folks. And maybe he feels like, you know, he's run its course up in Toronto.
Yeah. Al, you got to love the way that this night shook out for you. You absolutely have to love it. It was trending in a very bad direction for you. The original plan was that we were going to be playing golf in Jackson, New Jersey, and then going to dinner somewhere closer to that course that was far away for you. So two things, you'd have to choose from one thing that sucked and something that sucked more. You'd have to decide. I either have to drive really far to go to this dinner late and then drive home, or I'll have Boomer remind me that I missed the team dinner for the next however many years that we're here.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just have to let stuff play out. What I'm trying to do as I get older is not panic immediately.
Yeah.
Let's see how it plays out. Let's see where we end up. And then I'll panic.
That's great.
It's always a fluid situation.
Right, yeah, you're still fluid. Panicking yes. at some point. But let's just wait. We're not panicking for as long now.
Right.
That's good. No, that is certainly progress. And it did work out. And you didn't dread something or ruin multiple days thinking about something horrible. And we got rained out today. And now we're going to be eating closer to where you live at 5 o'clock.
May I say I'm looking forward to the dinner even.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Get out of here. We've got a brand new Al Dukes on our hands. 2025.
We just broke new ground, yes.
Turning over a new leaf, looking forward to the dinner. Now, if you were looking forward to the dinner that was 50 minutes away, then we'd really have something. But hey, we'll start here. Baby steps. I'm looking forward to it, too. I have to do the thing now that, you know, a lot of people do this. They have to go to the menu before they go to the restaurant. Man, what a great looking menu. Yes. I did like four or five things on there.
I think I did well. By the way, I chose it on my own. I think I did well.
Oh, did you choose it? You didn't. I thought you crowdsourced.
No, I did not crowdsource. Okay. We were doing that last week.
All right.
And it just got so overwhelming that we're not going to say where we're eating. We'll obviously say tomorrow where we ate. But I just think that this is a good choice by me.
Okay, good.
Solid choice.
Well, I'm happy about it. And if I don't like it, I'm blaming you. I'm not going to blame the restaurant. I'll blame you.
I'll be bringing a sea smoke. You're not going to be blaming anybody.
But isn't that like when you pick a place, don't you feel the pressure that like you're the person back there making the food? Like, that's the way I am. When I try to bring somebody someplace, like, I love this restaurant. You're just hoping that it's good and they like it because they'll blame you. They won't blame the restaurant.
That's
like,
true.
You brought me here. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And that happened at one of my favorite places. They just had an off night. It was the place we go to all the time for like every occasion. You know, we'll go Valentine's Day or birthday. We just love this place, Gina and I. We brought a couple there for the first time. I hadn't gone there, and they were just off.
Ugh.
And then they were blaming us. Oh, you love this place? What's wrong with you? You got terrible taste. You know, and then I'm like, hey, I'm not working. I'm telling you, they're generally awesome. We just had a off night, for God's sakes. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Hanging out with Jerry this afternoon. And hanging out with all you guys later.
This is going to be great. What a weekend.
What a weekend, huh?
Yes.
And we'll be out there together, kick off the summer.
Oh, baby.
Got some fun stuff planned. And dress warm, but you don't need to bring an umbrella. It's not going to rain, but just dress warm. We're going to have a great day out there at DJ's tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.